Realtor.com, the page is very similar to the Zillow page. To be able to say, you know, by the way, we're talking about the Zillow. It's got you 635,000. Realtor.com got you at 580. And, you know, so most of the stuff obviously is wrong, Mr. Seller. And all you want to do is ask them, you know, what'd you think of that number? The public sees it, unfortunately. And sometimes these dot coms are just way off. So Bob, what did you go to Realtor.com? Did you see that number? And so, you know, asking this question in such a way is so important to getting them to volunteer the truth about how they feel. A lot of sellers are going to say, "No, I have no idea what the price is. You're the pro here. You tell me yours first." You never want to say your number first. You want to, how can you conduct a pricing presentation without knowing what the seller is thinking? If they said to you, "You know what, I have no idea whatsoever," they're not telling the truth. All you have to do is say your number, and they're going to say, "Really, that low?" Which means they knew a number. They always had a number in mind. I don't care if she's 112 years old. She says, "I really don't have any idea." All you have to do is say your number, and if it's not what they're thinking, they're going to say, "Really, is it that low?" And they're eliminating you right then and there. Pricing therapy is about getting them to say their number first and then you presenting the reality of the situation. The Realtor.com presentation is the following. Zillow said 620. Realtor.com has it at 580. The reason I point this out to you, Mr. Seller, is that the people think the stuff is real. That's a horrible number. You got the seller to express their opinion. That's the goal of the initial call. All right, let's move on.